Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Empowering Voices. I'm Mara and I'm your host. I can't wait to introduce my inspiring guest. Are you curious to know who she is, what she does, what is her life journey? Don't move. We will be there in less than 3 seconds.
This episode is sponsored by the Natural Parent magazine.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Empowering Voices. And today, all the way from California, we have our beautiful and talented Lisa. Hello, Lisa, welcome.
Hello, Mara. Thank you so much for having me on Empowered Voices. I'm so happy to be here. Empowering Voices.
Yeah, we are very proud of having you. Now you'll understand why. Lisa is a volcano of activities and achievements, but she will tell us more. I just want to start the episode as usual with one of a special word that Lisa chose for you, and I have embroidered on my t-shirt. Whoever is watching can see that is happiness. So we can start from this very important word. Why happiness?
Mara, I love that you asked for me to select a word that has meaning and value to me. And I think at another time when I was younger, I would have selected a different word. But I'm glad that I gravitated to happiness because I have been learning the value of happiness, just how important it is for us to believe that we deserve happiness. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's a lot in culture having to do with hard work and earning and delaying happiness, delaying gratification, and thinking that's going to get us to our end point of where we want to be. But I've been learning that it doesn't, in comparison to when we really embrace happiness right now, wherever you are, whatever circumstances you're in, to look for the happiness right here and now, because that's the path of how we really draw to us what we most deeply want and desire. It's how our lives actually improve, is to find the happiness, however small or large, right now, wherever you are, whatever circumstances you're in. And it really grows and expands happiness, abundance, love, health. And I wonder what you think about this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And we can be happy wherever we are in our path, in our life, because we learn, culturally, we learn that we either we need to feel guilty to be happy, because especially as women, unfortunately, because it seems we have to sacrifice in order to reach a point of gratification that we'll never get there. We will never get there if we keep going behind
sacrificing.
Because we can get there straight away, really.
Yeah.
It seems stupid said like that, but it is real, because if you feel it inside you, you can enjoy the process. You don't need to, because I will be happy when I earn more. I will be happy when I lose weight. I will be happy when. That when will never come if we keep chasing it. So I totally agree with you. The second we embrace happiness is when we really have it.
Yes, Mara. And I found it can be in the simplest of things. Mm-hmm. Here in Los Angeles, California, the weather is so beautiful pretty much every day. The sun is shining. There's so many flowers that bloom just around my neighborhood. And I'll take a walk every day, even if it's a 15-minute walk, and I'll just focus on my natural environment, on the flowers that seem to thrive, even without rain for months, they're still thriving. And it's such a metaphor that even when we feel like we don't have as much as we want or enough, so to speak, that we can still thrive, that we can still look at what makes us happy, even in the smallest way. And I've started to really cultivate that, to really actively look for that in my life every day, no matter what is going on, the things that are still in process of manifesting, just to really look for what lights you up a bit. Mm-hmm. And often it can sometimes be in giving, to pick up a piece of trash or smile at someone, to kind of get beyond myself, you know, and focus on someone else, that these little, in these little ways, we can really maximize our inner happiness.
Definitely. And you used a very important word, focus. Because if we focus on now, on the moment, on the small things as well, it's where our emotions go, and we can enjoy it. Because if we start, if we try to have always the broad vision and be on top of everything, I mean, everything will go its own way. We will never grab anything. And you said on a walk, and a walk, anyone can have a walk, even if it's not 15 minutes, even 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But you have to be in the moment in order to enjoy it. There's no other way.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I know that, well, your interests are very wide. You are what we call a multi-passionate, right? So reading your bio, I saw that, yes, you are a therapist in California and Louisiana. You are a glass artist. You are a writer, a podcast host. What else? Tell us all the little things that make you the talented woman you are.
Thank you, Mara. Thank you so much for that. I've always just been so curious about life. My parents found a note I scribbled when I was 5 years old, and it said, "I want to be a psychiatrist," and it was misspelled since I was five. And I've always just been curious about people and how we think and how we work and what's really going on in our minds. And I've always felt like the mind is somehow key to life, to living a successful life, however we define success, however you define success. It can be so, it can look so different for everyone. Sure. And so I'm an avid reader of just how the mind works. And I'm just curious, I'm excited about whatever's coming next and just open to possibilities. And I encourage you watching and listening to approach life, even the things in your life that don't feel like they're working, to be more curious and ask to align with the solution. That's something I do when I feel concerned or worried or stuck. It's like, okay, I want to align with the solution. Because when we're feeling in distress, we're really looking at the problem too closely, instead of opening to solution. It even feels different to say that I want to be in touch with the solution to this. It's almost like my heart space starts to open. I don't know if yours does, but I think that opens us to receive the direction and the guidance and the information that we need to move ahead.
Yeah, totally. I mean, most of the time we hear saying the answer is inside us, but it's true. But we need to give that answer the opportunity to come out. And so taking a step back and looking at things from the outside will guide us normally towards a solution. Whatever it is, it's not always the right one, but it is a solution. Because also, no, we were talking about happiness. Happiness, we cannot be sure to hold happiness all the time. That doesn't mean that we don't live with happiness. Do you agree?
I do, Mara. And when you were just speaking, it triggered my mind to remember there's some real brain chemistry and science behind what you said around the answers lie within. You know, when we're distressed, when we're in worry, fear, there's that fight, flight, or freeze response. And it actually, in the brain starts producing neurochemicals that cause us to feel as if we're in danger, and it shuts down our problem-solving ability, and it reverts us back to just basic skills to run, to stand and fight, or to just shut down. And so in that mental space, we're not able to access solution because we're in this kind of primal brain survival skill. And I've learned that when I start to feel that, for me, my palms get a little sweaty. Mm-hmm. I feel some anxiety and tightness in my chest. So I want to help you with this. When that starts to happen, it means you're going kind of in the wrong direction of solution. And it can help to just find things to soothe you. Self-soothing is such a tool. And whether it's like me petting my cat,
hello,
sit on my lap, hello, you know, to pet your cat, your dog, to put on a piece of music that soothes you, to you know, eat or drink something that's calming, something warm, maybe something even like, you know, milk can be soothing, for example. And once you start to self-soothe, you're more on the path of opening, you know, you're causing your brain to secrete different chemicals that help us to have clarity, to help us be able to pause in between our thoughts so that we can start to see, you know, okay, there's a path here. And even if it's not aware to you in this very moment, to ask the universe, ask your guidance, ask God, ask your higher self, you know, I'd like to know, I'm curious about the solution. And then start to notice what comes on the radio or conversations come your way, that it's really harmonizing our brain, you know, with peace and calm, that the answers start to present themselves to us.
Yeah, and taking shape. And yes, together with what we were talking about before jumping on the episode about synchronicity. But yes, if we don't start noticing it, it will never happen, right? So because there are people who don't really believe in synchronicity, but it's just because probably they don't pay attention. But if we start paying attention to the little signs out there, it's definitely happening all the time. And we have to...
You first, then I'll say.
Yeah, but, and you have to follow the signs and see where they take you.
We do. You know, I do. I've come to learn, Mara, that we are actually so loved that even if we're not actively on this path, as you and I are and many viewers and listeners are, I sense that we're actually more loved than not, that life wants to help us. So we're all going to get there. Just some of us make it harder on ourselves and others. So I do believe there's always this light shining on our path. I've seen in my life when I have not been self-aware, when in my book, I talk about I had a drug addiction as a younger person, that still good things happened in my life because we're that loved. So I do believe there's always like the universe wants us to have everything we want. So even when we're in our worst moments, there's still guidance, there's still love. You know, we can just make it easier on ourselves when we choose to align with solution, but it's still streaming towards you. Cause I sense there can be some worry. There can be some fear, like, unless we're really doing this perfectly or doing this right. And that's false. That's back to that performance-based love, inherently, you know, there is guidance shining. And even if you're screwing it all up, it's still going to come for you. It's everything you want is coming for you. And I really would love listeners and viewers to take that away, to really release this fear based thinking and release this concern that like we have to walk this narrow straight line. Like we're all emanations of universal mind in our own unique ways. And I think as long as we're feeling more peace and some happiness and some trust, it's all coming to pass and manifesting for us.
Definitely. And do you have any tip to give us, to put us in the flow, basically, and start seeing that the path in front of us is not this narrow path that someone put there for us, but there's something wider and broader and bigger.
Yes. You know, I just got it. It just came to me that we write our own stories. And that's been, I don't know if this is the top, like a breakthrough for me, has been like, we really write our own script. And I used to struggle with that, to be honest, Mara, and feel like, you know, there's this whole like predetermined our destiny. And in the last recent days, it's become so evident, like we write the script and we are the actor, the number one lead star role in our lives. And it's through our mind that we really are doing business with our own thoughts. And that's why meditation is such a beautiful tool and visualization. And that's where the role of some of you might like vision boards, you know, in your vision board, your imaginations can be really vague and that kind of makes it easier to fill in. It can be things like happiness, love, abundance versus the detailed specifics. And in that way, I think we feel more relieved and more peace to just feel into, to close your eyes. And even if you're in a spot to do it now, to close your eyes and just think of a dream that you have, something really important for you to create in your life in a general sense. If it's love, if it's prosperity, if it's health, if it's happiness, if it's joy. And just to start to feel in your heart what that feels like to be in that state. And it's really through our mind's eye that we imagine feeling this way. And then our body starts to respond every day. If you can do something to feel even 30 seconds of that desire, it starts to create the pathways that are going to, you're going to walk on. The path starts to appear underneath your feet. And that's been such a breakthrough for me, including this particular book written in the 20s called The Master Key System by Charles Hanel, H-A-A-N-E-L. Mm-hmm. He was a New Thought leader. And it really talks about how we can use our mind to create the life that we want. And it's nothing outside of us, though we believe it is, because we're in the world of matter and material, but it really starts in between our own two ears. And we can use our mind as a tool to create the life that will appear for us. What do you think about that?
I really like to talk about manifesting things with your own willpower. Of course, it's important to clarify that I like to talk about magic as well. That is not the same magic as the children believe in, right? But it is eventually. What I mean is we cannot think that we sit in a place, we close our eyes and everything will be changed for good, whatever is. It's will, it's a lot of power and belief to make things happen. And they happen, but it has to come again from inside. It's not reachable like this, like with a magic spell and we get there. It's not that we have to work hard to get there. No, it's different. It's more an inner work. And we need to find, for everyone is different, the way to reach that state. Because you were talking about meditation. And yes. I found, for example, with hand embroidery, it's my way to meditate.
It's a moving meditation.
Yeah, it's amazing because any activity where the brain and the hands are engaged, basically they create like a distraction from any distress or any a problem you can have, and you can see things with more clarity and see finally the path we were talking about. So
And what you're saying, so there's different kinds of meditation, and a friend of mine, his name is Benjamin Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R. He wrote a book called Meditation for Beginners, and he surveys 10 types of meditation, including walking as a meditation. Yeah. For you, when you're creating your embroidery, it bypasses the thinking mind. So there's so many ways we can do this. It's as varied as there are individuals on this planet. And actually, something the Master Key System, the book I mentioned, taught me is a little different from what you're saying. And again, we all get to choose, but universal mind is an energy. And that is what does the magic for us. We simply align our emotions and believe, and we don't have to do it all. And that's one of the biggest breakthroughs for me, is I don't have to do all of this. I don't really have to do any of it, except for truly when you feel, and you feel it in your body because you start vibrating your whole body. You feel the energy centers like come alive. And that's when you know you're really in touch with something bigger than you. And the path, it does appear. I've had things appear because I'm so in alignment with my vision. My desires are aligned with my beliefs. I believe I can have what I want. And again, this is an everyday. We wake up new every day. So it's like, that's why some form of meditation, of mindfulness, to align with this energy and this power every day, because it is here to serve and help us so very much.
Yeah, totally. And you tell all these also in your book. Do we want to talk about it? Because I want everyone to know. I also really like the title.
Thank you. Yeah, we're talking around it and about it. So this is my book called The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. So Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, is the healer of the zodiac. It's a minor planet that's found in one of the 12 astrological signs like Aries, Gemini, Taurus, Libra, and it's different from your sun sign. And this, knowing this, and there's a chart in my book as well as an interactive website where you can find where Chiron is in your birth chart. It generates for you an area of your life where on a spectrum, you experience vulnerability, like you might feel like you're not good enough despite being outwardly successful, up to and including core wounding, things like having been abandoned in your childhood by a caretaker who might have left, or they may have had an addiction and they weren't present to attend to your emotional or physical needs. And so knowing this can really help you understand where to support yourself most diligently, like the area where your relationships might have patterns, like you meet someone and start to fall in love and they seem really wonderful, yet at some point they become disinterested. And that reminds you of a caretaker, of a parent that might have been focused on other things besides you. And in therapy, we talk a lot about these patterns. And Chiron really illuminates for you where this manifests in your life so you can heal that part of yourself and not feel less than or unworthy, and really have a sense of your wholeness. And I talk about tools like meditation. I talk about a process of change, you know, how we tend to contemplate change and we might try it out a little bit and then go backwards and try it out a little and go backwards. And that's okay. It's okay. Because as humans, you know, we're so multifaceted that we're going to get there by taking those baby steps. Mm-hmm. And so my book also is endorsed by His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, which is an example of how I sat in meditation intending this for myself. And I felt progressively how I needed to make some changes in my own life to be in alignment with the endorsement of His Holiness. And I felt one day in meditation, him say to me, "I'd love to read your book. Send it to me." And I emailed the digital copy and received a beautiful letter from him within a month of endorsement. So it's an example. Thank you. Of how we, how we really do create through, you know, becoming that person to receive our intentions. And it can be a really enjoyable journey of some of the tweaks and changes we might need to make in our thoughts and our behaviors to receive what we want. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. I recommend everyone to go and check the book and buy it, of course. And I was, are you on a tour for the signing of the book, right?
I am. And I'm doing a Los Angeles signing October 15th at Mystic Journey Bookstore in Santa Monica. And I'm open. Anyone that would love to have me talk about my book, I'd love to come.
Because our listeners are from all over the world. So yeah. For sure, there are many people in the US at the moment, or anywhere. You are, of course, open to go anywhere.
Yeah, and the book is available worldwide on Amazon and even your local bookstore, wherever you are. If you give them the title, they can pull it up on their database and order it from my publisher. So I'd love for you to do that, to support and shop local. There's so many wonderful brick and mortar bookstores around the world. And so you can ask them to order my book so you don't have to go to a big retailer. You can support your local store. Yeah, and I would love that.
This is a beautiful thing to do, actually.
It is.
And I also saw that you are a glass artist.
I am a glass
artist.
How
come?
You know, like you love your embroidery and designing clothing. For me, it's my happiness to go and work with molten glass, to blow glass, to cast it into solid forms and shapes. It's such a metaphor to me about how we transform, that often it's through heat, through pressure that we change. And glass is like that. Glass is a liquid that becomes a solid. And it's just so fun. I'm captivated, like you are with your embroidery. I'm just so in the moment of glass because it's hot, it's heavy, and it really absorbs me in the present moment in such a delightful and enjoyable way. It's just one of the ways that I love to create. And I also invented a bench, a glass workbench for people in wheelchairs to learn to blow glass. And I have US patent. Yeah. And my foundation is called the Yes Foundation Inc.org. And it's kind of my passion project, Mara. I'd love to get this bench out in the world. I have someone that can build them and ship them to you so that people using wheelchairs can learn to blow glass in a way that's modified and safe for them. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I would love to leave in our world.
That's beautiful, to knock down barriers for everyone.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Well done. Excellent.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, is there, do you have a story, an anecdote in your life, a breakthrough that took you to a big transformation?
You know, it really is. It's been woven throughout our whole conversation today, Mara, having to do with the power of our mind, the power of my mind. I know I've heard that from when I was young, but it's become really tangible as a result of physical manifestations like His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, endorsing my book, like meditating with the intention of a $156,000 student loan being forgiven, which was. And it's really, my breakthrough has been in the area of, we think we need to do so much. And really the main work, and it sounds simple, but when you really start practicing it, it can be just as intense and physical as working, but it's to set a timer, be it 5 minutes, and expand from that 10 minutes to quiet your mind, to drop into a place where you're disconnected from thought and you know you're there, because you start to feel kind of numb. You don't know if it's your fingers or your toes. And I've used a lot of meditations on YouTube to help me practice this muscle of my mind to really detach from everything happening and go to this very Zen, this zone. And you'll know it when you're there. It bypasses all words, where you're just like floating. And that's the field. That's the quantum field of all possibility. And just touching that place for a moment every day. And it doesn't happen for me every day, but I'm consistent. I show up every morning and I'm like, universe, I'm available to manifest my dreams. And it's really, the breakthrough is in learning I need to do so much less than I've ever done to have more than I've ever had. It's in this field of aligning my energy, my body, my soul, my mind, my heart with the maker, the creator of all that is. And they do the work. It does the work. And the things start to appear. The emails come. I get an inspired thought to call this person that knows someone to connect me exactly with the things that I want. And I save months. I save years, you know, but it can be hard for you that are type A, that are used to, you know, working so hard for what you have. It's about aligning. And that in itself is a work. So it's my kind of task to you is try this. I did a 30-day experiment, Mara, where I'm going to do so much less. I'm going to show up to meditate every day and not take action unless I feel it's inspired. And there was a lot less action to take. And I was anxious. It brought up all my anxiety. It brought up all my insecurity. It brought up all of my concern that I'm not doing enough. And as I took 30 days to trust that there's a different way, my life started to change powerfully. So you have to kind of invest. You have to choose to invest. And it's up to you, 30 days to do it differently. And I listen to a lot of Abraham Hicks. I listen to Bashar. Yeah, I listen. You know, I open my mind to different ways of living life. So I encourage you, try it for 30 days. Mark it on your calendar, day one. And at day 30, look and see what's changed in your life and go from there.
Yeah, it needs a time long enough to see changes.
Exactly.
So 1 week wouldn't be easy or possible.
1 week it can
but
take.
One month, I mean, 30 days is a lot. It can be scary because, as you said, I mean, to overcome that guilt or that fear that you are not doing enough, it's not easy. But yeah, it's an investment, right?
It is. Experiment. And in that. Yeah. And in that first week is kind of where all your insecurities come up. You're purging, you know, the fear. So that's why to go beyond that, because at first all the stuff comes up that scares you and you might think I'm not on the path, but you are, because the first stage is just kind of releasing all of this garbage that we've learned and becoming aware of it. And then in that second week, third week, you start to be able to drop into that spot. Yes. So that's why I encourage the 30-day experiment, because it can take that long for us to unlearn what we've come to know and then relearn some new things, new methods.
Yeah, because as we were saying before, our brain is trained and it has been trained all its life to protect ourselves. That's why we enter in that fight, flight, or freeze mood.
Yes, yes.
So we have to teach our brain how to unlearn and
100%.
get new habits. And 30 days is not a lot, if you think. Compared
it's not. It goes by quickly.
Life. Yeah, exactly.
And I encourage people, Mara, as well, to find something affirming, something encouraging to listen to, because in our own minds, you know, we know what we know, and it's about going beyond that to open yourself to books, to podcasts, to YouTube videos that help expand our mind and its capacity.
Yeah. And I once read about a trick to open your mind and the possibilities. It said that every day you have to read for 5 minutes. Something that is not related at all with what you do.
I love that. Yes.
And it's true, because you discover new words. I mean, with a magazine, so it can be an article. You don't need to read a book on medicine if you don't do medicine, but an article, everyone can do it. But it stimulates your curiosity and it opens up definitely new connection sometimes as well, because
it does.
You can find yourself to talk about that subject with someone you wouldn't think to talk about. So
it can
be used. It's easy to use it.
That's beautiful.
And Lisa, do you want to tell us anything else of what you do? Because that was at least a very long list of all things that you do.
No, Mara, I feel like we've covered so much in such a short time. It's powerful. And I would just love to offer your listeners and viewers, if they want to do a session with me, I am a licensed therapist and I incorporate all the methods that we've discussed, utilizing intuition and meditation and helping people learn how they can manifest more easily in their lives. I'd love to offer a 50% off, half off a session. I do Zoom and Skype.
This is
and
amazingly
FaceTime
generous.
Worldwide. Yeah. So half off a first session, it's usually $190 US dollars. So it'd be half of that for a first time session for new people to see if you know, I could help them.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. And actually, I want to remind everyone that to reach out to Lisa, you have all the details in the post in bio on my website, on all the channels for podcast. I mean, it's easy to find her and yes. Actually to use this generous offer from her. So thanks a lot, Lisa, for being with us. It's been a very inspiring conversation. I'm sure very interesting for all of my listeners and people who are watching. I thank you a lot, and I love you and leave you, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you, Mara. This has been delightful. I appreciate you, and love to everyone.